Blog Talk Radio.
Lock and Talk.
Hey, welcome back to another edition of Lock and Talk. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of LockReport.com. I hope everyone is doing well. It's good to be back on the air again to talk some more football. What I like to title, the NFL inside the NFL. Well, folks, this week we're going to take a different turn. Normally I would talk about what has been going on with the players from the NFL Regional Combine, how they're doing during this time of the season. After all the workouts has been commenced during February and March, and right now I will tell you that there are several players from this year's class that's doing very well. Players from the previous years are doing very well right now as we speak. So I definitely will have some good reports and updates next week when I start to talk about those players again. But this week, we're going to take a different turn. As I said before, we started this show. Not only will I be more prone to talk about the players from the NFL Regional Combine, but also the officiating. The officiating coverage is dear to me. It's something that I started covering last year for NFL football operations, pretty much on their behalf, getting their permission to be able to talk about the crew. And last year was the first time I met face-to-face NFL Vice President of Officiating, Dean Blandino, who is, by all accounts, a great man, very funny guy as well, but someone who's just as passionate, he's actually more passionate about officiating than anyone that I've met. And for the past, within a year's time, I've met a lot of folks within the NFL that's really in tune with officiating, and they are definitely deeply and emotional, especially the officials themselves. But Dean is just stands out a little bit to me far as with his everything. It's not just a job for him. It's more of a calling, so to speak. It's a lifestyle. This is the only thing that outside of his family and his faith and his beliefs that's important to him. And he is truly dedicated not just to make sure that his job is secure and that his job is right, but to make sure that the game, the integrity of the game, the integrity of the rules of the game are upheld. And that's something you will hear from him personally. I was able to interview him last week in New Jersey at the Giants facility where they had their third annual NFL football officiating mini clinic. Now, just to touch on that, from talking to Dean and many of the refs that were there, or the officials that were there, it was really interesting to see the program they have in place. Lightning fast team, pretty much developed by Dwayne Carlisle, who was a top-notch athletic trainer in the United States. And this man's ability to do what his abilities to execute fine-tuning through physical fitness, through nutrition, for a trainer to actually help athletes to cut a second off their 40 times, which is really big in football, which is very important. Without a good 40 time, players will lose millions of dollars, basically. That's how important it is. But other than that, as far as with nutrition and health, to get the best out of all athletes or anyone that's into fitness, Dwayne Carlisle has been proven for decades as being, if not the best, one of the top guys in this country has ever seen. And so he's involved with the NFL getting the officials in shape even more. And what was really that stood out to me with the officials, to see how over the decades since football has been, on the prefaces of the United States, has been a popular game, to find out firsthand that the officials during the off season had to be disciplined in order to keep them in shape. And for the off season in all sports, the first thing you think about is that the players have to be disciplined in their diet, how their lifestyle, what they have to do in order to prepare themselves for the upcoming season, so that at least when they get to the OTAs or the voluntary workouts, that they would not be out of shape. They'll be somewhat ready to go. The only thing that you have to really focus on is getting to football shape. But for the officials, they pretty much has been on their own working out, finding out a good diet for them. On top of working their career jobs that they already have outside the NFL. So when you combine what they have to do as far as being an NFL official all year round, not just on Sundays, where that myth stating that officials only show up to work on game day, which is the furthest thing from the truth. And that's one of the things, one of the reasons why I wanted to tackle on the coverage of the officiating. The players with the regional combine, NFL regional combine, is that a popular coverage? Is the NFL officiating a popular coverage? No. But something has to change. This information has to get out there, and eventually the platform for the NFL regional combine will take off. The information for officials will take off. It's time for the NFL to make the human element, to get the softer side of officiating out to the public, to actually let everyone know that, hey, these guys are athletes too. Knowing that with the officials, from my understanding this past weekend, there are at least 20 guys that's over 60 that are NFL officials. And between the ages of 50 and 60, there are at least 40 officials in that age bracket that is actually working as an NFL official. So it shows to me so much dedication that before 3 years ago, when the NFL came up, devised the plan to orchestrate the NFL officiating, football officiating mini clinic, and then in July to get into what they call the NFL officiating clinic, where they pretty much come together for the last time, so to speak, for the off season, where all the officials, all the power heads, all the main figures with NFL operations will meet in Dallas, which I will be a part of again this year, where they pretty much come to the table to actually execute the game plan, what they're going to do for 2016, whatever gripes they may have. And I didn't see none last year, but if there were some points of emphasis that they needed to discuss, if there are things that the officials need to bring to the table to discuss, to get more clarity on, not so much about the rules, because the rules is something that is a given. It's something that they all have to know by heart. They have to take tests all the time to make sure they're on top of the rules. And so, but when they gather in Dallas for the officiating clinic, it's more of, okay, how we're going to attack this upcoming season. What will be the points of emphasis going into this year opposed to last year? How are we going to, to actually know how we're going to communicate with the players and the coaches better than last year? That's what the clinic is all set up for going into Dallas, and just to sharpen, and then also a good time for those guys to get back to enjoy themselves for the long, grueling season that it is in the NFL regional, in the NFL, being an NFL official. So last week in New Jersey, it was pretty much a two-day event for the mini clinic. And this clinic that they had in New Jersey, and thanks to the New York Giants for allowing NFL operations to use their facility once again, this is the third year in a row that the Giants, since the conception of the mini clinic, the Giants allow NFL operations to use their facility. So I just want to say thank you for that. And, again, my name is Barry Barnes, founder of LockerReport.com, CEO of Locker-Report.com. You can always go to the site, Locker-Report.com, and see all the content that's on there. I put some interesting articles from last week in New Jersey from the mini clinic. You can check it out. One is really funny, but for the most part, it really dives into what the whole discussion, what happened last week with the mini clinic. But this year, using that facility, with Lightning Fast team there working with the officials, they had a combine style set up where the officials was had to actually, you know, do certain exercises there just to get the blood boiling, so to speak. It pretty much gave them many exercises that they can do in addition to their discipline workouts that they normally do on their own. So it pretty much introduced them in a way to actually get the best out of their performance physically on the field. And they also had stations that were set up where they had Dr. Pat Irie, who was a former NFL player, who was there, and he was pretty much talking about the mental challenges, the mental aspects of being an NFL official, how he laid everything out for those guys. And they had a nutrition area where they pretty much talked about the right things to eat. For every human being, there's a different approach to their diet, but they pretty much gave the basics of a diet that cannot go wrong for the officials, on top of what they're already doing. Mind you, 3 years ago, they just started this mini camp, but before then, the officials were disciplined with their lifestyle to actually take care of themselves, which they need to really be committed for. There's one official who's right now who's a supervisor, a regional supervisor, who had two knee replacements, and he still officiated during his tenure as an NFL official. Now he's one of the supervisors, and he's hilarious, but he knows his stuff, and he's very passionate. Excuse me. With NFL officiating as well. So when you look at with the mental, with the nutrition, and pretty much an introduction of what the program that Lightning Fast team had put together, coexisting with the steps and the minor exercises, not minor, but the little intricate exercises they put together that they can actually apply to their personal workout while they were there. And these workouts not only for the off season or leading up to the season, but they also orchestrated pregame exercises to get loose with bands to be able to be even more focused and sharp and actually get them to actually turn their hits a little better on the field like a professional athlete with less strain. So this is it's definitely a proven product. According to Dean, he noticed a big change since they started this program with the officials. And right now, I'm gonna go ahead and play back the interview that I had with Dean Bladino that he was really kind enough to do with me for this show today.
You know, the feedback has been good. This was a new exercise for them a couple of years ago. And anytime you change something, then there's always going to be a little bit of hesitancy. But they've really bought in, and they understand that this is designed to help them. This is designed to help them reach maximum performance. This is designed for them to avoid injuries. And so they've really bought in. So the overwhelming majority of the feedback has been positive.
I asked several officials already, you know, just for a particular question, and for you, knowing that the type of positioning that you monitor and officiate, knowing that you're pretty much always in the lose-lose, you know, eyesight of the media and the fans, but why do you choose to monitor and officiate, knowing that no matter what you do, you always be criticized?
It's a great challenge, and for us, we get to be a part of the game, the greatest game in the world, and we get to be a part of upholding the rules and the integrity of the rules. And it is that, it's that challenge that week in and week out, there are going to be all of these games that have to be officiated consistently, and there's a lot riding on them. And that's what I think all of our officials and myself, we love that challenge. We love being a part of that, the pressure. And again, sometimes you can't win. Sometimes there's going to be a call that people don't agree with, and that's just part of it. And so continuing to educate people, continuing to work with the coaches and the players, the media, the fans, it's just a great challenge, and it's something that it's really rewarding.
Last question. Is it better now to be an official than has ever been in the NFL history?
We think it is. We think there's more resources for our officials. It's harder now to be an official because of the scrutiny, and technology allows us to scrutinize our officials in a way that they've never been looked at before. But I think we've got more resources now. We have officials that are more prepared as they come into our league. So we do feel that it's a great time to be an official.
Thank you for that.
All right, that was Dean Blandino live, not live, but in my one-on-one conversation with him on the New York Giants indoor practice facility at the Quest Diagnostics training facility for the New York Giants. Very good interview with Dean. Very gracious enough to talk to me about officiating, a topic that's really sensitive during the playing season, so to speak, because as you know how he spoke about the scrutiny, how much, but at the same time, knowing that the challenge is there. When I talked to several of the officials, and I asked, why do your guys choose a profession, knowing that 10 times out of 10, you're going to be judged either harshly or unfairly, you know, why you want to take on a task like that? And they all said it's the challenge. It's the challenge to be able to go out there knowing that you're going to be in a situation where you have to make a decision that actually can actually to keep the game going the right way, making sure the game is trending the way it's supposed to be executed on the field and also in the rule books, and to go up against, you know, the insane speed, knowing they're going up against the human element of imperfection. When you look at that situation and to see how it is to be on that field and to know that it's a chance that you may make the wrong call that could end a player's season or a team season. I mean, think about this, folks. The reason why, what makes this position so hard is that knowing that one flag or one whistle can alter a year of work for an individual. Let's look at one player in particular. Let's go into a life of a player leading up into the NFL season. Now, no particular name, no particular player, but let's look at a lifestyle of a player after the season ends. They'll probably go on a small vacation, cut out a lot of family time during that offseason, try to recuperate while trying to be disciplined with their diet, trying to be disciplined with their workout, knowing that the temptation to do something wrong is elevated. And it's there right in front of their face. But still maintain a good pace to be ready for the voluntary workouts, to be ready for the OTAs, to be ready for the mini camp. And then when they take another break, another week vacation, so to speak, they're not vacationing.
they're pretty much preparing themselves for the following week mentally. Then they get into the training camp. Then they go through preseason. Then they go start going through the regular season. And then when they get to the ones that's fortunate enough to get to the postseason or trying to get to the postseason, then all of a sudden, if there's a bad call or if there was a play that was committed that the officials did not see, and as a result of that, all that preparation that was actually made by an NFL player to come down to something that was missed by an official who himself or herself, because Ms. Sarah Thomas is a part of the crew now, all that preparation they did on themselves to study film, to go over the rules, to work their careers, to be able to stay in shape, to study the rule book, to review constant video over video, understand the new rules and changes, making sure that when it's time on game day, then they get on that field, that they have to have everything intact. And if the NFL official sees something just a little different or recognize something that they have to make a call for and a decision has to be made, they have to be sharp in knowing that the decision that they make could alter this player's season or their career, so they have to get it right. And despite whatever obstacle or whatever decision that the official make, knowing that if they are a second too late or a second behind, it'll be viewed either as a good call or controversy. And it's important that the officials make sure that they are sharp and on task, knowing what they're doing, because if they mess up and they make a bad call, all that preparation an NFL player put themselves through for the entire year is out the window that fast. So that's why this position is so heavily scrutinized, because that's a factor that is looked at. This is why NFL football operations has actually taken a step to make sure that the officials don't allow a mistake like that to happen, because they think about the players' situation and what they put themselves through, what they put their team through, even with the coaches, what they put themselves through to get to a certain point, to their goal, to get to the Super Bowl and win it, knowing that everything is, knowing that a lot is predicated to their actions on the field and that the officials have to monitor it. That's a very important thing. This is why the NFL operations is more involved into officiating. This is one of the reasons why they actually partner with the CFL this year for the first time. This year they partnered with the CFL just to sharpen themselves as officials, as the game of football, not the NFL, but the game of football evolves. The officials themselves have to evolve just as much. They have to figure out ways to make themselves better. So this year the CFL and the NFL, they're collaborating together. How some NFL officials will go and do some Canadian league football and vice versa with a Canadian football, as some other Canadian officials were at the mini clinic last week, but they were pretty much was there doing Wednesday and Thursday. So, but they are still a part of it. Going into this season with the CFL, the officials from the NFL pretty much is going to serve as field and side judges for the Canadian Football League. So not all the positions, not your umpire, not the NFL referees, but the officials. And the only ones that's really going to get some work done this year is the side and field judges. And they're going to get some work done this year as well, because this year the umpires will not be on the defense side of the ball this year, meaning that while I was sitting in one side, when I was sitting in the judges' meeting last week, the umpire, with 2 minutes remaining in the first half and with 5 minutes remaining in regulation, the umpire will actually go behind the linebackers. That was the official that you saw behind the linebackers to control any pushing, any trickiness that a player may do on the field, to either push or probably just slide a player on a pick. They're there to monitor that. Even if they coach that's what the umpire was therefore to prevent a critical penalty that could alter the game. That's why the umpire was there. But they moved the umpire on the backside of the offensive line 10 to 12 yards from the offensive line across from where the referee will be at to monitor the offense side of the ball. The only time you'll see the umpire on the defense side of the ball is on extra points, or field goals. The reason why they moved on because the safety, the umpire, was the official that was more at risk of getting injured. So they moved that. And so this year, knowing that that umpire is not going to be in the middle of the field, what I anticipate is that the officials are preparing themselves to watch out for those plays in the middle of the field that may cause some issues in trying to get some kind of competitive gain or advantage on a certain play. Now, what they're going to need from the back judge, the field judge, and the side judge is to monitor that side, monitor the middle part of the field without compromising their own duties, what they have to do for themselves in that position, but to look over. During the meeting, they pulled out 18 plays for second-level fouls, and then they pulled out 40 plays on the offensive pass interference. And it's more than just the pass interference, but it was other things that was committed down the field on second level. And most of the replays or highlights they showed were common, but they had some instances where there was some leg whips, where there was some grabbing, there was some holding. There was incidents when players have to block down the field, they can only block up the field. They can't necessarily come back and block down the field. They show plays like that that were penalties. Fortunately, the officials were able to still catch it. But this year is one that is going to the 2016 season. They know it's going to be prevalent. They know they have to watch out for this, what may happen. Coaches in the NFL always looking for edges. Players always looking for edges. It comes with the game. It's common. It's in their DNA. If they can get a good pick or trip somebody and make it like a mistake, they're going to do it. But the officials know they have to be in tune and keen to watch out for that, without negating what their duties are for their position that they have to monitor on the field. But at the same time, to look over just to make sure that that play is a clean play. So the judges are going to really have themselves a good ride going to this season. And that was one of the things they had focused on this past weekend. But going to Dallas, they're going to focus more on that points of emphasis. And some of those points are, you know, the field goal, an extra point when it comes down to rushing, to the rushing tactics. Also, they're going to discuss more of the low hits on a passer, you know, the crown of the helmet, you know, when one try to make the player's safety the focal point in all the football. Talk about the quarterback slide. They're going to focus on that, the pre-snap movement, and the coaches on the playing field. There are some of the things they're going to focus on this year as they head to Dallas with the clinic a week before training camp opened up. So it's going to be a very interesting year for the officials. You'll hear more talk about the officiating for the NFL. Is that something that I'm definitely take pride of? I just want to thank NFL Operations and thank Dean Blandino for another opportunity to cover the officials. And going into next week, we'll pick up where we left off of with the NFL Regional Combine and their players. If you want to get in contact with me, you can always shoot me an email directly at barrybarnes@locker-report.com or on Facebook at lockerreport.com or Twitter, my personal handle, TB Sports, or the company's Twitter page at locker_report. I want to say thanks again. Thank you for your time, the NFL as well. Looking forward to next week. Everyone, enjoy your Memorial Day holiday. Be safe, and everyone stay blessed. Thank you for your time. Talk to you guys next week. Goodbye.
Locker Talk.